Hello.
Hello, Ali. Sorry, I don't know what happened there.
No, it's okay.
I do apologise. Just for data protection again, now that we've got started the new call, can you just confirm your address for me and date of birth, please?
It's 22 St Paul's Road, Wallasey, and it's 7578.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that. Yeah, no, don't know what happened there. I do apologise.
Okay.
Put that back in. Okay, and you said that was being in Radbury School, was that 1978, did you say?
No, 78, the year I was born. I went when I was 9, so that was, that'd been 88.
Yeah, 1988. Yeah. Okay, and do you know how long you were there for?
I was there till I was 13, and then I went to another school down in Perthshire, so...
So about 91, 92.
About 5 years, 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Okay. And am I okay to grab a little bit of a brief statement from yourself in regards to what happened to you there? You don't have to go into detail as such right away. We are going to do a witness statement with yourself further down in this process, which is going to be a couple of months away. So obviously, if you're not prepared now, then obviously you do get that second chance. But all I need right now is just a few generic details on what's happened, just so the scheme can recognise that you have suffered abuse.
Yeah, okay. The night staff, because with the boarding school, there was a night staff on that used to sleep in the girls' wing next to the boys' wing, if that makes sense. And used to come and read me stories and touch me of a night time, went between the age of 9 and I think about 11.
Okay.
So that's the basic of it.
Yeah.
I've done therapy. I'm not as bad as I used to be with it also.
Yeah, no, good on you for doing, you know, therapy though. Even that takes some courage to do so.
Yeah.
And you know, you're in a much better place today, so be proud of yourself for where you are.
Yeah.
I suffered sexual abuse from a staff member. And was this a male staff member or a female?
Yes, male. He has been charged with doing other things to the other girls, because I was the youngest girl. There were 6 of us at one point, and all the other girls were 14 plus. So he's been taken to court and he served time for that, but not for me.
Yeah. Okay. I do apologise for just asking a few questions upon that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When obviously you've suffered the sexual abuse, what degree did it go to?
It was mainly touching and fondling. Okay. There was no sexual intercourse.
Yeah. And did they touch you over the clothes, or was it...
Both. Over and under.
Yeah. And in that moment when the staff member was doing that, how was that? That was making you feel? Did you like freeze up? Did you just shook on what to do?
Without including anything else, I was abused from birth to the age of 2, physically and really aggressively. So I thought it was normal.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So this was, seeing it wrong, nicer.
Does that make sense? Yeah, no, I get where you're coming from, 100%. Okay. Did anything else happen at this Radbury School in terms of, obviously, as you said, like, you know, the physical abuse, you know, was the residential children who picked on you or bullied you, beat you in any way?
Yes, but not severe, if that makes sense. Some of the other boys took advantage because I was, at that time I was pretty and they were older, so they could take advantage. And I was bullied by a few of the other girls, sitting up till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, having to sit in the corridor, trying to learn German and French, counting to 10. I'm 9, 10 age, and I'm up till 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, sitting petrified that they were going to do something, make me set the fire alarm off,
Yeah.
because they were outside and they needed to get back in. So yes, there was bullying, but not severe.
Okay. So when you said that the boys took advantage of you, what was it that they done?
Kissing and touching.
Okay. Okay, and was that physical touching over the and under the clothes as well? Yeah.
One of them tried to have sex with me, but couldn't physically do it. That was when we were on a school trip to Skye.
Yeah.
It should have been documented, actually.
Okay, thank you for sharing that information with me, Ali. I do really appreciate you opening up about that.
Okay. Forgot about half of that, actually.
I know sometimes it's hard for you to
Yeah.
go back into the moment, so other things do come into play. There's four types of abuse that the REJA scheme look at.
Yeah.
There's neglect, there's physical abuse, there's emotional abuse, and there's sexual abuse.
Yeah.
Based on what you told me, there's two types of payments that we can go for. There's a fixed
Okay.
payment of £10,000, and that's just a fixed amount awards regardless of the severity of the abuse that you've suffered. But then there's also a individually assessed payment of up to £100,000.
Okay.
Based on what you told me, Ali, and obviously going through it at such a young age, I feel that your case is worth more than just a £10,000 payout by itself. So I'm going to put you forward for the individually assessed payment, okay?
Okay.
What that'll do for yourself is obviously we'll as I said, get that witness statement from yourself. We'll get all the support and evidence that we need from your records, from obviously your GP. Obviously you said you've gone under therapy as well, which obviously it all just come in and fall into support and evidence for presenting this to the panel when they come to look at your case. Now this independent panel, it's all done behind closed doors. I don't have to attend anywhere. All
Okay.
we do is just build the best case that we can to present it on your behalf. And then we just await the panel date of when they'll be looking at that case. And then also we'll inform you of an award that's been offered on that case as well.
Okay.
Okay, so I just need to ask you, Ali, have you ever received any compensation for the abuse that you've suffered in care, anything like that?
Nothing at all, no. Not even
Okay.
an apology would have done.
Yeah. Yeah, no, of course. Well, that's what obviously we're going to fight for you as well, is get that apology first and foremost.
Yeah.
Have you got any criminal convictions at all?
I think the only thing that came up when I did the what's it called? When you need a proof of any convictions was I think it was neglect and something against my children.
Yeah. Okay. But not unlike you
But it was
obviously you've
squashed.
yeah. You haven't been in
Yeah.
prison for 5 years or
No,
more for an offence.
and that was because
Yeah.
of an ex-partner wanting to keep my kids, so it wasn't actually true.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Of course. Listen, I'm not here to judge. As long as you
No.
haven't murdered or sexually assaulted anybody, then whatever
Yeah.
you've done growing up and in your past, that's your
Yeah.
life, that's your journey to where you are today and what we're here to do for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So based on all that I've got from yourself, Ali, I'm going to send you out our documents to get signed. What it's going to contain, I think it's with the LOA, CFA, it's going to contain five documents.
Okay.
It's going to be the part one and part two of your application. Part one is just basically the generic details I get about yourself, your address, number, where you live. the second part is this, you know, the case setting that we've just spoken about, and then there's like a part two extra, which is where I've just put that little bit of a statement for yourself. So you'll see what I've written up for you. There's also a client care letter, which is officially a hi and welcome from ourselves. This is what we'll do for you and how we're going to act. Then there's the conditional fee agreement, which just basically breaks down our percentage on what I've disclosed to yourself, which is obviously at 19.2%, and that's a capped percentage. That just give you a breakdown of you know, how that gets broken down and you know, the time and effort that we put into your case. And then there's also a letter of authority as well, which basically is a it gives us the right to act on your behalf to obtain all the relevant records required in order to strengthen this case the best that we can.
Okay.
So I'll send them out to you. Just bear with me. And are you able to just check your emails right on the phone to me? Is that okay?
Yeah, I'll just
pick up
for a second.
Yep, of course. I'll send these over to you now, just so we can see that you've got them. Okay, so I'll let you know when I've sent that, which will be in the next 30 seconds, and you should receive them shortly. Right, so that's been sent. Let me know if you've received the text message as well.
Yes, I've got it both.
You've got that.
Time.
Perfect. Okay. So I'll leave you with that overnight, Ali. Have a look through, and if I come into the office first thing in the morning and see that your documents have been signed, I can send that straight off to the redress scheme, and we can we can start the ball rolling in obtaining an application number on your behalf. And then just in reply back to my WhatsApp, just to send over the ID and proof of address from yourself, and I'll get that uploaded and verified on your file, and we'll be all systems go for you.
On average, how long does this whole process take?
Of course.
For this sort of thing.
Yeah. So this is, I'm going to be honest with you, probably we're going to go with you know, around about the 12-month mark at the minute. It was a little bit shorter, but if the Scottish Redress Scheme emailed us or sent out an email to ourselves about 2 weeks ago just to say that they had a backlog and they're recruiting further panel members to reduce this backlog. As of yet, I'm going to advise you of around about 12 months, give or take. But obviously, we'll always keep you up to date if that timeline changes for whatever reason. That's around about the estimate at the minute.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
That's not a problem. Okay. Do you have any other questions for me at all?
The only other question is, so it'll only be yourselves and the panel really that know all the information?
Yes, yeah, so it'll be ourselves and the panel. It doesn't get shared anywhere else. Nothing like that. Personally, I deal with yourself right the way up until we receive your application number. And I've obviously got your IDs and stuff and your files complete and verified. And then the only other people who handle your case is one of my other designated team members who will be getting that witness statement from you. They'll be the ones who will be obtaining your records and whatnot on your behalf. So they work in the same office as myself. And you'll just be passed over to them once. And they're the investigations team. So they'll be the ones doing all the background work, making sure we receive your records. And once we've received all your records, they'll be then back in touch with you.
To apologise for my records, because I do know that there's boxes and boxes and boxes, because I was in and out of care from the age, well, social services were involved from the age of 2 up till I was 16. So there's a hell of a lot of social services files.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Listen, the more that we can dive into and use as evidence to strengthen this case for you, we'll do that. You know, that's what we're here for. So we'll do whatever we can to make sure we present the panel with the best, strongest case that we can.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
If you have any questions in the meantime, you're more than welcome to give me a call back tomorrow. I'm just about to leave the office shortly. You're more than welcome to give me a call back tomorrow. But yeah, as I said, if you've hopefully you've got no problems with them forms, and if I receive them first thing, I'll get them sent off straight away for you.
Can I take your name again, because I've forgotten, sorry?
Yep, my name is Aaron.
Aaron, okay, that's fine.
AARON.
Yep, that's fine. Thanks a lot.
No, not a problem, Ali. Thank you very much for your time today. I appreciate it, and have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Cheers. Bye now.
Bye.